Yo, 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 yo. What's going on? E-Money back up in here for another episode of the E-Cast. Want to kind of hit on the Western Conference Finals a little bit. I know I said that I would be coming with something about the Infinity War, the Avengers movie that just came out. I was a bit disappointed, to say the least. The movie had a lot of good action in it. I think I was just still caught up in the whole Black Panther movement. And I was very, very pissed off that Wakanda got like 6 or 7 minutes in the movie. Evidently, they didn't know that Black Panther was going to do as good as it did, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people wanted to see more of Wakanda, more of Black Panther, because for that to be the number one superhero movie, damn near of all time, Iron Man didn't do that much, and that's the movie that got the Avengers started, which I'm sure Iron Man paved the way for Black Panther. But Black Panther did some hell of a numbers when it came out in February. So I believe, of course, they filmed Infinity War before Black Panther came out, obviously. So that was pretty much my only disappointment. I had my cousin of mine, Sub Lee, want to shout him out. He had a very good take that I read on his Facebook page about what was coming in the next Avengers movie and how half the universe will repopulate, basically. And it has something to do with Ant-Man, and it has something to do with Iron Man, and it has something to do with Doctor Strange basically saying that if it was up to the Time Stone or Iron Man or Spider-Man living, it would be the Time Stone. But we all saw that he gave up the Time Stone, and we all saw that he said that there was only one scenario where everyone survived. So either he cracked under pressure and gave up the Time Stone because he got scared or something, or that one scenario where everyone survived included him giving up the Time Stone. So that kind of helped me a little bit in not being as disappointed as I was, but I'm still extremely disappointed because I didn't get enough of Wakanda forever, you know. But on to the NBA real quick. So I just want to come out and say that I believe the Western Conference Finals will be somewhat one for the ages. I don't think it's going to go 7 games. I think that the Golden State Warriors, my second West Coast team, the team that has one of my favorite players in Klay Thompson on it, and then of course my son's favorite player, Steph Curry. I mean, why wouldn't he be? I want to say that I believe they will get Houston in 5 or 6 games. This will not be a series how everyone think it will. It won't go 7. It's not going to come down to Houston in an elimination game on their home court. I mean, anything is possible. All experts can be wrong. So, hey, there could be a game 7. But I'm just saying, I don't think that there will be a game 7. I definitely think that Golden State will get rid of these guys in, like I say, 5 or 6 games. I'm really leaning more towards the 5, because I don't really believe in Houston as being the top team in the West. I think Golden State basically skated or you know, just kind of slid through the season and was just waiting for the playoffs to get here, which is why they made easy work of the first two teams they've played. And a lot of people thought that New Orleans would give Golden State problems. No. They're not going to give Golden State any problems, man. None at all. And it's just crazy because these four players that they have, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, I mean, you can even throw Iguodala in there, you know, and go ahead and round out that depth lineup. Those dudes will destroy whatever lineup Houston decides to put out there. I know Houston won the season series. The season and the playoffs, or should I say the season and the Western Conference Finals, are two totally different things. And it's a shame that my boy Chris Paul has never been to the West Finals before, and this is his first trip. Glad to see that he finally got there. Excuse my seatbelt. Ding, ding in the car. Glad to see that he finally got there. But I don't see him being that much of a threat in this series, because I believe Steph Curry will basically do his thing, and I don't think Chris Paul has anything that he can do about it. I also think that Klay Thompson would definitely have his hands full with James Harden, but we all know that James really doesn't play defense, so who's going to guard Klay? I mean, will it be Ariza? Will it be who? We really don't know who's going to guard Draymond Green. And basically nobody on the team can really guard KD. So it's like KD is going to get his for sure. Draymond is going to continue to do what he does and damn near average a triple-double. Klay is going to have his hands full trying to contain James Harden and stay out of foul trouble, which is going to be his main objective. Stay out of foul trouble, cuz. And Steph, I believe Steph is probably going to average between 20 and 25 points per game. And I believe the scoring load will fall on Steph, KD, and Draymond, and the role players. Because I think Klay is going to be so tied up in guarding James Harden that he will knock down some key threes, because I mean that's just what Klay does, even when he does have a hard defensive assignment. But he won't be as effectively offensively as he will be defensively. His defense is gonna have to shine through bright as heck during these Western Conference Finals. And I don't believe James Harden can take the Warriors to seven games. I just don't think it's going to happen. The Warriors got too many all-stars, too many superstars on their team. And Houston is one all-star or superstar away from being on Golden State's level. And I think in offseason, I think once Houston loses, because they will, I believe Daryl Morey is going to do everything in his power to try and get Paul George over there, or try and get LeBron over there, or he may even go after Carmelo. And don't just think that what you saw with Carmelo in OKC is Carmelo. No. What happened in OKC is Billy Donovan, which when you have players like Paul George, especially a Russell Westbrook and a Carmelo Anthony, you need an elite head coach to coach these guys and have them buy into the system. Billy Donovan didn't know what to do with these players. Let's not forget, Billy Donovan was coaching the team when they fell apart against Golden State and allowed Golden State to come back from a 3-1 deficit. And for OKC to get put out in the first round, and you don't let Billy Donovan go and try to get you an elite coach in there, maybe like a Mark Jackson. I believe Mark Jackson would be a good coach for Russell, because Russell plays point guard. Mark Jackson played point guard. Don't forget who was coaching the Warriors when they came up on the rise. I firmly believe they would have went to the finals. I don't know if they would have won it, but I think they would have went to the finals if Mark Jackson was still there and they didn't hire Steve Kerr. So I believe Mark Jackson would be a great coach for OKC and Russ if OKC doesn't trade Russ away. But I definitely think they're making a mistake not letting Billy Donovan go and really looking for an elite coach. But back to the West Finals. So yeah, my take on the West Finals, I'm just going to say Golden State in five. I believe it's going to come out. I believe Houston will barely win game one. I believe Golden State will win game two, game three, game four. And now as I think about it, I believe Houston can get two games. So I'll switch it up. Houston wins game five, and then Golden State closes it out at home in game six. Holler at you next time.